Growing your business doesn't have to be difficult. It's all about mastering a few key techniques, systems, and mindsets. Welcome to Foot Traffic, the podcast dedicated to helping you grow your local business. I'm your host, Stacey Tuschel. I've been an entrepreneur for over 15 years, and I own multiple seven-figure businesses. Together, you and I are going to get you more customers in the door, more profit in your pocket, and more happiness in your home. Let's transform your business starting right now. Welcome back to another episode of Foot Traffic. These on-air coaching calls have been by popular request. I'm really excited to hear so many of you getting so many takeaways from these. A lot of times people think, oh, this doesn't pertain to me, right? There's no value here for me. And I love that my audience doesn't feel that way and that you're getting so many good takeaways from me coaching other people. Now, please know every time we do these, people usually reach out and ask how they can do this. Now, there's only two ways that you can do these. My Foot Traffic Formula clients are given an opportunity to do this, but then we recently started to do some prizes in our Monday Facebook Live that happens in our free Facebook group called Foot Traffic Community. We have somebody spin the wheel every single Monday, and on that wheel, there is one slot that says on-air coaching call. So for the first time ever, even people that are not my clients can actually do this. So I'm really excited to do that. So today we're talking to Cecilia. She asked a question that is very unique to her, but I related to it in a lot of ways. She's recently separating from a business partner and now taking over her business solely. So many people will not have that situation. But her question was like how to successfully go to that transition. And where I related to that was about 7 to 8 years ago, we transitioned into, we've got to put some structure into place. We need systems. We need like the leadership. We need the org chart. We need all of these things. And we made a lot of people really upset. People thinking, no, I don't want to do this all of a sudden. I've been working for you for 10 years. I like it this way, right? And we cleaned house a lot. And everybody will have a transition period like that at some point. We are constantly transitioning our business. And if you haven't had one of those transitions yet, it will happen. It will come. And I want you to have this episode in your back pocket for the moment that it comes, right? It is impossible to not have your business evolve in some sort of major way where a big transition happens and you will need to know what to do when that goes on. So I'm really excited because this is a little bit different than we typically talk about, but it's going to be a great piece of information for many, many of you to have. So I'm really excited. Meet Cecilia. She is incredible, truly incredible. She's one of our powerhouses for 2020. I'm so thrilled to be able to work with her, but she's gone through our Foot Traffic Formula and wait till you hear her results when we talk about this at the end. All right, let's jump in to today's episode. Hi, Cecilia. Welcome to Foot Traffic. I'm excited to have you.
Thanks. I'm excited to be here.
Yeah, this is going to be fun. So obviously we've been working together. I know you, but I would love to have you share a little bit about who you are, what your business story is, so that our listeners can get a little background before we just jump right in and do some coaching.
Sure. So I'm the business owner of Returna Counseling and Wellness, and I've been in business for 10 years. So we're a brick and mortar counseling agency. I am trained social worker. So clinical social work and therapist. I have a team of therapists that work for me at this point. And I recently bought out my business partner of 9 years. So even though I've been in business for 10 years, it feels like I've been just doing, I'm kind of brand new in a weird way. Mm-hmm. So it's like I have all this experience, yet I feel new at the same time. So.
Yeah. And I think every time we go to a different stage, a different level, it does feel like we're new all over again. Like there's just differences or, you know, even being in business before social media was a thing. And then all of a sudden it's a thing.
So different.
You're like, I don't know what I'm doing. How did you all of a sudden change? And that is what happens. You really will feel like a new business owner many times. So yeah. I appreciate that.
Yeah. It's super exciting. So there's a lot of great energy around the excitement of the change, but with change comes a lot of challenges and friction when people remember the way it used to be and you're trying to get people to move into the vision of what I want it to be.
Yeah.
And as a business owner and the visionary, my mind moves like 1,000 times quicker than everybody else.
Yeah.
So that's probably one of the biggest challenges of this.
All right. This sounds like a great topic to dive into today. And I'll tell you this. So I didn't go through, I've always been the sole entrepreneur, sole owner, But about 7 to 8 years ago, we hired somebody to come in, put systems in place, set up our org chart, right? Do all of that stuff with our team, and people hated it. Literally, they were like, no, no, no. And I always describe it as like, you know, it's like mom and dad didn't have any rules and you got away with anything. And then mom and dad were like, no, 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 this is what's going to happen. And people quit because they were like, nope, I'm not, I didn't sign up for this. This used to be super easy. And now you're expecting me to work. This is crazy. So I feel you. And this is something where even though if somebody's listening thinking I'll never have this situation happen, you're probably going to be like me. And one day you're going to go, we don't have systems in place and it's time to really get it into shape and there's transition. So, okay. So that's one of your biggest challenges right now. Where do you want to go with this? I can ask a couple follow-up questions, but is there something specific you would like some coaching on?
Yeah. So I know that you have, so I really look up to you because I'm kind of moving in the same direction. I have a brick and mortar, which is a really great company and we have a really great reputation in the community and our new clients are mostly referrals. It's super awesome.
Yeah.
What I want to move into is into a bit more coaching around mindset and working with women. That's really my passion is. Okay. And I guess you have a Jamie in your brick and mortar. I have a Jamie. Her name is Sarah.
Okay.
Who's also my sister.
Okay. Oh, cool.
She's great. So I would love some ideas and strategies on how I can train her to basically do the technician stuff that I just do in my sleep because I've been doing it for 10 years. So anything you have around that.
Okay. So my first question is, cause, when I hear technician, I'm thinking like in like the specific field you're in, can she actually do certain roles like that? Or do you mean more admin side?
Admin running the more of the organization of everything
and meetings,
moving parts.
Okay. Okay. Got it. So right now, are you doing weekly meetings with your team, monthly? Are you meeting at all? What does that look like?
So we meet as a whole group monthly together. And half of that meeting is where Sarah and I will present like new systems that we've come up with and new strategies. And the other half I do training with my staff specifically on their skills.
Cool.
And then I meet individually with every therapist and my team every 2 weeks. And we go over more skill development stuff.
Yeah.
And then Sarah and I meet all the time because we're in the middle of changing so much.
Yeah.
Sometimes it's on the fly. It's scheduled once a week, but sometimes things come up that require a solution and we have to create a system as they come up.
Totally. So what I would say to that is if you're meeting so frequently, I would almost schedule like an end of the day meeting.
Oh, okay.
All right. Then you're not getting 16 emails because something happens. I finally had to say to Jamie, save one email, put it in draft mode, fill it out all day long, and then let's chat because no one can get anything done with constant back and forth messages.
Right.
So that will help. Then what happened was pretty soon with those daily meetings, she would be like, I don't really have anything for you. Or it really could wait till tomorrow. So then it started to be about three times a week, then two, now once. And now honestly, this one time a week meeting, it could be 7 minutes long. Like it's just that short and sweet.
Okay.
Okay. So I like this a lot. Here is one piece of advice that I want to tell you for somebody who has a brick and mortar and wants to do kind of what I'm doing with foot traffic. Lessons learned. Okay. I thought to myself, this is for me. This is something that I want to do. Who cares? Like nobody else is going to care what I'm doing over here. And I just did it. And my studio, my brick and mortar, mostly employees and people that worked with me, they were almost hurt that they didn't know I was doing it. And it almost made some people feel like I was leaving them.
Oh,
does that make sense?
Yeah, that totally does. Yeah.
That was not my intention. I never thought about it. And looking back, I should have said, hey guys, I want to tell you something. I'm going to do a little passion project. Here's what it's going to look like. I'm not leaving. I'm still going to be here. I should have given them all of that information. I just thought, why would they care? You know, like they don't care what I'm doing. They do. Like they look up to you. They're hoping you're sticking around with this business so they can continue to do what they like to do.
Right.
And I think I gave everybody a little bit of uncertainty. And we had, this was years ago, this was not recently, but all of a sudden a year or two in, all of a sudden these feelings started coming up and people started saying things. Yeah. So I would be careful with that and I would give them the heads up. And I would just say, if you have any questions, if you're seeing me do anything, you know, just, yeah, feel free to ask. I'm here to help and I'm not going anywhere, you know, but there is going to be some changing in structure. And it's just good for people to know why you want to do what you want to do and what it is, and let them know that this is just a journey and something you're excited about. Yeah. That was my biggest mistake. And I didn't see it. I wouldn't have even thought anything of it until it happened. And now we've obviously recovered, but there's still that weird taste in my mouth of like, man, I wish I would have done that the right way. You know?
Yeah. Thanks a lot.
Yeah. And honestly, I say that, first of all, if anybody listening from my studio would be on here listening, I want to put it out there and be super honest and vulnerable sharing that, because I don't want anybody else to have that weird feeling between somebody that you really truly enjoy. Like, I've had people work for me for like 15 years. I don't want them thinking these negative thoughts of, is she leaving? What's happening? So yeah, I hope that helps. But now, another thing that I would say, as you're really putting your Jamie kind of in that role to run things, get that admin, I would really make sure that, I love when you said you were training your team weekly or monthly. Yeah. I would really be helping her with leadership skills, right? Mm-hmm. We're not naturally, most of us, just great leaders, right? We don't know how to, nobody's really trained us, especially if we've just been running our own business. So not only are you going to continue to step up your leadership roles, but you need to start to have your team build leaders within. And recommend certain books to them, you know, start maybe even having a library. We have a library in our studio, in our office. And it's just a bunch of books that anybody could grab at any time on our staff and read and then put back when they're done. So that could be something that you do, or even just buy a few books for some people that are maybe going to be starting to level up as you start to transition a little. Does that help? Is that any other questions pop up? Okay.
Yeah, that helps a lot. Like, I, knowing that she was going to take on a bit, some, not necessarily the financial end, but helping me kind of manage all the moving pieces with finances. I've sent her to school, to do a bookkeeping program. So she has, so she's excited about that. I'm excited about that. So we're working together. That helps a lot, but I never thought about something around specifically on leadership. So that's really helpful.
Okay, good. So let's talk about that. Somebody seeing all the money. Does she see everything?
No, not yet.
Okay. Well, my sister sees almost everything. Yeah. I mean, she has access to everything, but it's like, do you understand what these numbers are? Cause you go into QuickBooks or wherever you're using, you're like, I don't even know what this means. Right. But when you start to give access to other people to run payroll, right, to see just other things, it is really important for that transparency, but it's also important for them to see what other expenses.
Yeah.
You know, you can't just let them see that you bring in X amount of dollars a month, but they have no idea what some of these bills are.
Yeah.
So being really careful and upfront and transparent about that, I think will be really helpful. Just don't assume people know that, or she's understanding that. People don't know that. People don't even know that at the end of the year, whatever money is sitting there, we're going to owe taxes on, or, you know, like little things like that. We're really trying to educate without scaring. Right. Right? I always tell people, I don't want you thinking you're going to lose your job. I want you to know we're healthy, but I also need you to know that we aren't sitting on loads of cash. Everybody come and ask me for a raise. Do you know what I mean?
Pretty much. Yeah. Yes. Yeah. And that's been helpful sending her to do some bookkeeping classes, because I think she has a better understanding of like, oh, okay, so this is what is involved in tax paying, and this is what happens with revenue, and this is what it means to have profit. And so I think it helps her not to feel attached to the money in that kind of personal way, but it's more of a, I've tried to turn it into a game for her and I to be like, okay, so how much, like, how can we increase our gross revenue? How can we decrease our office costs? And she basically runs the office spaces in charge of everything. So she'll price things out more now, which is super great, or buy in bigger quantities like toilet paper, which sounds really silly. But if you're running to the corner store all the time versus going to Costco, it adds up.
So one of my red flags for my CPA was like, he actually said, you guys go to Target too much. And I was laughing, thinking he was kidding. And he's like, no, I'm serious. No one should be going to Target this often. I'm like, wait a minute. So one of our strategies for 2020 is literally mapping out when we're allowed to even walk into a store, or do we need to buy online more? Because when you walk into a store like Target, we know other things get thrown in. And then that becomes, it starts to come insane. So no, if I don't think that's funny at all. I really think people have to start watching the way that they're doing this, especially when you're allowing other people to spend your money.
Yeah.
they need to know. Yeah. So this is good. Okay, cool. All right. So I love this. One thing I want to say, I don't want to go totally off track with what you asked me, but one thing I will say too is when you really have somebody in that role who's really doing a lot, I really want you to stay ahead of what they want, what they value, where they see themselves in the future.
Yeah. Okay.
It's not the same for everybody. Some people want money. Some people want time off. Some people want to work from home and flexibility. Some people value that you've given them health insurance, right? 401k, like random stuff like this. Everybody is different. Don't just assume you need to do all. Some people want titles, which sounds crazy.
No, I get that.
Yeah. My friend actually messaged me and she said, I am shocked. This person asked if she could be called this. And I said, that's a thing. People really get attached to their title because when somebody says, oh, who do you work for and what do you do? That becomes pride. Like that's your ego talking. So yeah, sometimes people don't even care about a raise. They want a different title change or things like that. So be really aware of not just your main person that's going to step up, but as you bring up other leaders, like we have a leadership team. There's about maybe 5 or 6 of us that meet every month to really talk about the growth of the business, what worked, what didn't. And all of those people on the leadership team have a specific title. They are head of something, growth department, customer fulfillment, et cetera. So start to see who else could be stepping into one of those roles, who else wants to be part of that vision. And then I think that will really help because again, it's you're still tied in there and you're on that same idea of what's happening, what do people want to hear, et cetera.
It's a great idea.
Okay, cool. I kind of got off track because this was really
great. This is all good stuff.
I think it's something and then I got to tell you. Okay. So as you're transitioning, it's okay if people are just not the right fit anymore. It's going to happen. People are going to quit or you are going to have to fire them. And it's hard when there are people that have been with you a long time where it's just not working anymore. You've outgrown them. They've outgrown you. They've outgrown their position. You know, they're maxed out, but you can't pay them more. Just so many things like that, that have happened to us over the last 17 years. And, especially if you're like, oh, but she's been so loyal. She's been here 10 years, but she is refusing to do these systems or doing these, whatever you're asking, look at your company values, create them together. If you don't have them, but like, if somebody is not willing to evolve and change and try new things, they're probably not going to be a good fit to work with me because I change so fast and so quickly. Yeah. And I think you're probably
I'm very much like that.
Yeah.
And I think in some ways, the buying out my previous business partner was like, we went through a divorce.
Yeah.
Like we were a family and then the family, like mom and dad were getting a divorce.
Totally.
In some ways, I mean, it was hard. It was a hard 10-month transition and very difficult, but in some ways it was great because we cleaned house.
Okay.
And I've already done that. And I was really clear with everyone who was there at the time to say, listen, I'm going in a very different direction just because this is the way it's been. It's not the way it's going to be anymore. Mm-hmm. And if you don't want to be part of this, I'll celebrate you and help you do my best to refer like great references, whatever you want from me, I will help you find another job.
Yeah.
But I can't have people on my team who are not on board with the vision of what's happening. So
we
shrank a little bit, which was good.
Yeah.
And the team we have now is fantastic. So
and you'll grow so much faster.
I think so too.
You will. Yeah. So yes, even there is a time when you will shrink, you will hire brand new people. Yeah. But then when you set it with the vision and the tone and where you're heading, those people will stay with you because they're excited about that vision.
Yeah, they are. Yeah.
Okay, cool. Great. So how long has it been just you now as the owner?
April.
Okay. So you've gone through probably the hardest part. Yeah. Now it's really putting those systems into place. So let me ask you, what are some things that you had to change or need to put in place that maybe you still haven't done yet? Like, do you have systems? Are you building systems? What does that look like?
Great question. We've built systems. So because like I'm in Canada, so I don't really know how to in the States with therapy and whatnot, but and part of being recession proof, which I've heard you talk a lot about, is I know for myself there's people who pay out of pocket for services and those are actually funded. And part of the systems I'm creating in the midst of is increasing our numbers of people who are funded. So what that's whether through government funding or through insurance companies or whatever it is putting a lot of our energy into that, because I think that's going to recession proof us quite a bit. So I'm trying to look forward to that piece of the recession that's probably on its way.
And is your, does your team know the strategy? Do they know that? Okay. Amazing.
Yeah, they do know, they understand what that means and what does it look like. And they're on board, which is great.
And this is where I'm talking about educate, don't scare them. Like, let them know.
Probability.
Yes. Right. This is a probability. Good thing you work for somebody who's looking ahead and is doing something now, because you could be working for somebody who's burying their head in the sand. And you're out of a job. So again, it's like you're educating and then you're making sure they feel comfortable and that they're okay.
And they know what's happening, right? I think it's important for people to know what's happening and what's coming, what the plans are, so they can feel confident in the work that they do. Because honestly, I just don't want them to be great at what they do, what their gift is. Mm-hmm. I don't want them to be concerned and worried about whether the business is okay or not.
And I think it makes everybody step up. I mean, it definitely makes us as the CEO want to step up, but it also makes, I think, a lot of our team members go, wow, we better figure this out now and really get systems in place and get consistency, because who knows what's to come. And it's always something, you should be always recession proofing your business, no matter what stage you're in or the stage the economy's in.
The other systems that we put into place, which were awesome, was the profit first approach.
Yeah.
Has been transformative in my business. Like, I can't even say enough about how it's been and how money is managed and how I see money and the spending. It's just been radically different. That's been a system that has been so life-changing in so many ways.
I could not agree with you more. I always tell people, we had Mike McAllowitz on the show. Make sure you guys listen to that episode if you haven't. I read his book and it took me 2 years though to implement. And it was finally when I hired somebody who knew how to do it. Knew the system and couldn't incorporate it. Let me ask you, did you do the system yourself or did you find a CPA? Wow, that's impressive.
Well, I did it myself and then I called my accountant.
Oh, okay.
I was on vacation when I was reading the book. And I'm like, oh, I'm just doing this. And then I had a meeting with my accountant who loved the idea. He's like, oh, they're just like different buckets. This totally makes sense.
Totally.
Don't worry about it. Do your thing, which is fantastic. But now there's just so much more money. Like I didn't.
Okay. I feel the same way. Yes. Yeah, right? So we did it in the start of 2019. We're now recording this at the end of 2019. And we only did it in my online business. Okay. We haven't even, my studio is next. Like that's the 2020 project. It took us a year to really get all of this going. And the difference in it's unbelievable. The difference in how, like you just said, how much money, like there's a tax bucket and there's an owner's comp bucket and there's money in everything. And I can't say that it was like that a year ago. And now I'm so excited for the studio to get on board with this, because it's like, wow, wait till you see what we just did over here. Now we're coming over there. So I agree with you. Thank you for sharing. I am happy to hear that you did it and that you were just able to talk to your CPA and figure that out. So that's exciting to hear that you can do it on your own.
It's so reassuring to have enough money in my payroll account to be like two payroll periods ahead.
Yeah.
Idea, right? Like to have that cushion in there, it takes the worry out of being a business owner, right? So
And when you don't have to, like I was just told what my tax bill is going to be, and it was kind of like, yeah, here's the number, but don't worry, it's in the bank. Okay. Right? You don't even think about it. And imagine the worry you have waking up in the middle of the night. Some people listening that they're still in that situation. They wake up in the middle of the night and they're like, how am I going to make payroll tomorrow? What am I going to do? What am I going to tell them? Right? How am I going to pay this tax bill? All of that stuff. So I think that's huge, because we don't have time to worry about that stuff.
No. And I used to, like I spent in my business partnership. That's because when you're in a partnership, you don't always agree on certain things. So you try to do the best you can. And but it served a purpose at the beginning when you built a business, years later doesn't serve, but you'd be worrying about like a $40,000 tax bill at the end of the year. And it's like, where's that money going to come from? And you're hustling trying to find that money. You're always behind. It's so stressful.
Totally.
And now there's like this amazing system in place that's not stressful at all. What other systems? I'm going back to your question.
No, it's okay. So that's great. So money is not a concern right at the moment. Yep. You've cleaned house a little bit. Are you going to be in need of new hires right now or not yet?
Not yet. I anticipate probably in the next maybe 6 months.
Okay. So is this really time for you just to really get your, what's her name again, Sarah?
Sarah, yeah.
Okay. So really, is your goal right now to really get Sarah as high level as she can be to just take it on? Like that's your focus, is just to love on her, make her feel supported, always ask like, what does she need? And get that system in place of like a daily, maybe 15 minute call, 30 minute call, end of the day. So again, she doesn't, because you don't want her to feel like you're leaving too.
Right.
Right. Like you found something better. Have fun with what I created, especially when you're talking sisters, right? It's like, see you later. I'm over here doing all of this fun stuff. You take care in that building. No, like you got it. Yeah. So I would really show her too, how amazing it can be to be in charge, but you've got to help her with that leadership role.
For sure. That's great.
I love that. Okay. Other questions or any last minute things you want to ask me? I know we get to keep working together, which is exciting.
I know, which I'm really excited about for a whole year.
For an entire year. I'm super excited. And here's what I will tell you. So not only have you been in foot traffic, but you are in powerhouse.
Yeah.
And one of the exciting things is I have a lot of power. I have actually think there's five of you that have very successful brick and mortars, but you're also very excited about doing something online. And one of the things that I did not have in place already, but now I'm like, wow, I need this for them, is we are coming out in January with all, you don't have like a portal of training. You guys just get all of the programs. We don't have a powerhouse curriculum, but we're creating that for you guys because so many of you need the, how do I get out of the technician role? How do I get other people in place? So we're diving in deep. Like we're talking org charts and job posting, job descriptions, project management boards, like everything. We've got to get you out of that day to day. So the good news is for you, we're going to be chatting about this a lot over the next 12 months. Right. I'd love to have you back on in a year and let's talk about Yeah. Like let's talk about what it looks like now after a year of you doing this. It's going to be exciting. I'm excited for you. It's going to be a really fun year to see what happens.
I'm super pumped. Like super excited.
So happy. Yeah. Okay. Let me ask you, you've seen foot traffic. You've been in it. What is something you would say to somebody listening who's like, do I need this? Do I have time to do this? What are your thoughts on that?
Oh my gosh. Well, I think everybody needs it. It was so great.
Thank you.
But as a brick and mortar, I think what was really helpful was understanding that I did need it in that sense, like having a funnel, having, you know, freebies and all this kind of thing, understanding the technical piece of it. I didn't know I really needed it until I was in it and realized, oh crap, I really need this. Which, and the way that it's broken down, it's so easy, Stacey, like the step-by-step process made it super easy. I've tried some other email marketing kind of programs and just got so overwhelmed and it wasn't applicable. So this, the way you present it has been fantastic for implementation. The Facebook group support has been amazing.
Thank you.
It's great to like connect with other business owners too and hear everybody else's success. I think that was really inspiring to hear other people be like, you go. I've never met you, but high five.
I know. Well, and to see that it's possible for you to do what she just did.
Like, and you see all these people, and I'm in a competitive, right? So when I see everyone else putting their funnels, I'm like, hey, I need to get my butt in gear and get this thing done.
Yeah. So I think for somebody like you that has a traditional brick and mortar, a lot of us think, oh, that's online marketing. That's for digital businesses. And it's like, no. We're now heading into 2020. It is time for everybody to be utilizing social, digital, online in any kind of business. It doesn't matter if you're online or digital or online or brick and mortar.
Well, and the greatest feedback has been from our clients. So we've had tons of feedback on like, hey, thanks for that. You know, I have a wellness checklist. Thanks for that. I signed up for that thing. And hey, the emails were really great. And when you
sent that email. So it's really getting them in the door.
Yeah. So it's current people. And they're like, oh, I sent my friend that email that you sent out. And we get tons of feedback about our social presence now and just the free content we're throwing out there. Our referrals are through the roof.
Amazing.
So it's been super great. Our growth has been like, I don't even know. It's just been shockingly, surprisingly amazing. And it's just been little tweaks. So it wasn't like my whole business got revamped.
Totally.
Doing little tweaks here and there and testing some things out. So I really like how the program just encourages you to just run an experiment and see what works, what doesn't work. And I tried some things that were like, oh, that landed flat. and then some things I wasn't that attached to did like fantastic.
Right.
So it was really great. have that permission to just test and
try
what works.
Yeah. And we talk about like the power of 1%. Like you just said, it's not you coming in revamping the entire business. It's probably a little tweak that needs to be done that you can't see. That's a blind spot. Right. Or you think, oh, this is working, but you don't know that it really could be converting at this percentage, or this is normal, or this is good. Right. So I love hearing all of that. And I love hearing the feedback of your customers, like people.
Yeah, it's been fantastic. And the new people, we always ask like, how did you hear from us? Where'd you come from? And for the last several months, it's been, I don't know, I just see you everywhere. Like you're everywhere. You're all over Facebook. You're all over Instagram. I asked three friends and they all said I should check you guys out. So that has been really inspiring, that all this work over the months and months and months is starting to pay off, and it isn't always immediate. I think that's really what I've learned, that you can't just put something out there and expect an immediate response. Right.
You're like waiting in your email for the receipt to come through.
Right.
Like, you're like, hey, I just told them 3 minutes ago. Why has nobody
Why is this happening? But just the consistency over time and building that relationship with whoever is watching your content or observe, like reading your stuff.
Yeah.
It's been fantastic.
Ugh, amazing. Cecilia, it has been such a privilege working with you. Again, I'm very excited to be able to spend the next 12 months with you. And I can't wait to see what happens with your business. It's going
to be
an
super
exciting, exciting year.
Yeah, it's going to be great.
And that's it for another episode of Foot Traffic. If you're looking for more actionable advice and step-by-step resources for getting more people in the door, head over to foottrafficpodcast.com. It's time we take your business to the next level.